Okay, here we go.
Here we go. Here we go. Sorry, I thought that's what we were doing.
Yeah. Uh-huh. The beautiful evils. Yeah. Check me out. Crutches, crosses, caskets. Crutches, crosses, caskets. All I see is victims. My young nigga sick.
You're listening to Night Cheese with Shabba and Kelly.
And today we have a special investigative journalism podcast for you guys. Mm-hmm.
About literal night cheese. Well, that's not the topic, but there's literal night cheese involved.
I didn't even think about that. This is the first time that we're having cheese in the night while mm-hmm. we're recording this.
It's pretty cray.
Shit. What?
I hope you guys happening. Care about this as much as we do.
Oh, America cares. I recently discovered that in addition to regular Wheat Thins, there's also what they're calling even thinner Wheat Thins. They're limited edition, so I don't know how many boxes they're making or how long they're doing it, but they have a goofy video advertising them, and they're basically the same cracker, only they're even thinner. And you might be able to hear some cracker rustling. Do you hear it? That's how good this mic is.
Oh, God.
Kelly, I know. Shubha doesn't have her headphones on right now, but I heard that and... Okay, so grab one regular and one even thinner.
Okay, TBH, are these the regular ones? Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. I can barely even tell. It's like Dr. Pepper and
no, we're
Diet
starting
Dr.
with
Pepper.
We're starting God with just the crackers. Damn it. Okay. So, okay,
just a dry cracker?
Yeah, and the other one.
Jeez.
Okay. Now, what are your first observations?
They're slightly different colors.
Yeah.
The thinner one is like has more freckles.
It does have more freckles. Yeah, you're very observant. My only observation was that the thinner one is even thinner than the regular one. And they That's are true. Slightly different colors.
It's also like curved. Like, look at this.
Oh, yeah. Look the even thinner one clearly doesn't have the structural integrity exactly. that the regular Wheat Thin has. So it could curve a little when they're baking it, which ding there. If you're conscious of calories, which we are not, we don't advocate calories.
No.
There's no proof that calories even exist, so.
Science is whatever we want it to be.
So, anyway, that's something, quote, unquote, that the even thinner Wheat Thins have in their favors, that you can eat more of them for less calories, or you could just stop believing in calories. They're not real.
Yeah.
So, anyway, one's thinner than the other. That's my observation.
Yep.
All right. Let's take a bite.
Okay, which one?
Let's start with the regular. Okay.
Pretty good.
Solid.
Mm-hmm.
Tastes like a Wheat Thin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The texture.
Shubha was very exuberant.
Yeah, part
Half
of it.
Half of her cracker fell on the ground. Yeah, it's what I've come to expect from a Wheat Thin.
Yeah.
All right. Second one. Here, cheers.
Did y'all hear that?
We did a crackers cheers. Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Tastes pretty much exactly the same.
You know, it tastes the same, but it tastes like there's not as much of it.
Oh, God.
It has, like, a crispier crunch.
You know, it does, because it's thinner.
Because it's thinner.
Even thinner.
It's even thinner than regular Wheat Thins.
Mm-hmm.
But it lacks, you know, some of the fortitude of the original cracker, I would say.
And there's something to be said for tradition.
Yeah,
I mean, this
there
country was built
is.
On a set of values.
Yeah.
And
it
who are
really
we
was.
Who is Wheat Thins to say that they need to be even thinner?
I think that they're just propagating this beauty standard. It's unrealistic standard of beauty for crackers. All crackers are beautiful, whether they're thin, even thinner,
or fat.
I need something that was labeled fat crackers.
I probably have. Yeah, that probably exists already.
Yeah. So,
okay. What if you eat half of a normal one and then an even thinner one and compare the volume?
I feel that the regular ones are just butterier.
They're buttier.
Buttier. More buttery.
Buttery?
That's what I was looking for.
They're buttier.
Butterier is what I started with because there's something wrong with me. I haven't had any wine yet.
Oh, I have a question.
Yeah.
What if we test them out with cheese? They need to be able to hold up to cheese.
To the cheese, yes. So what kind of cheese do we get, Shabba? Sorry, what kind of cheese did you get? Shubba brought the cheese. Yeah. Shubba is the bringer of the cheese.
The queso de la noche.
That was very sexual.
Thank you. It's real Gouda.
It's Gouda. It's Gouda cheese. Not, I mean, it's good, but it's also Gouda.
Yeah. Okay. It's really Gouda, right?
That's so cheesy.
Everyone anyway, just like turned it off.
I know. I'll never know the results. Okay, let's go. Let's try it.
Mm-hmm. Tastes like cheese.
And a cracker.
Yep.
It's a good balance. This cheese is fairly, it's pre-sliced. It's fairly, like, thickly sliced, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were cutting, like, you had your own cheese and you were slicing it, I was going to say cutting your own cheese. I didn't want to go for the juvenile humor that Shubha's clearly a fan of. If you, like, bought a block of cheese, I mean, that's probably how you would slice it, unless you're believed in calories or something.
Which we've already disproven.
Yeah, so it's good. It's good. I think there's a good balance with the cheese that's reasonably thick, maybe like an eighth of an inch, and the cracker, the regular wheat thin.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to cheese and even thinner wheat thins.
Okay, ready?
Cheers. You know, actually, with the even thinner wheat thins, the cheese flavor comes through a lot more strongly.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like because there's not as much competing. So the even thinner gives it a nice crunch without overwhelming the flavor of the cheese or outbalancing it.
But, you know, I think I liked the thicker one, actually.
Yeah, I bet you did, girl.
Okay.
For the record, Shubha likes the thicker one.
Yeah, okay. I enjoyed the thicker wheat thin.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because, like, I'm eating the wheat thin and the cheese for a reason, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
If I was afraid of not getting enough cheese flavor, then I would just eat the cheese by itself, which...
You just eat more cheese.
I regularly do.
Yeah.
Yeah, or just
that's so true.
But also the thinner one had the...
It gives it that crunch.
Mm-hmm.
You still get that cheese flavor. So we've basically done all the variations that you can do with crackers. There's no other ways you can use crackers.
There's no other permutations.
I would say KFK verdict is, as a cracker, the regular wheat thins are better.
Mm-hmm.
But with cheese or with any other, like, condiments, I guess, the even thinner ones are better because you get more of a balance.
Maybe. Shubha, I'm going to go verdict? The opposite okay. way. Yeah, I'm going to say I like the original ones better. I think it's what our founding fathers intended when they wrote the Constitution.
When you're eating it by itself or for both?
Oh. By itself, I think I like the thinner one.
Oh, so you're the opposite.
Yeah, and ooh, the thicker one, I feel like, holds up better against this, like, strongly flavored cheese.
And what were you saying about the Constitution? It's,
you
important
know,
to bring that in.
How 30th Amendment talks about wheat thins? I don't think they were talking about the even thinners.
You're a strict constructionist when it comes to the
exactly
Constitution. That's understandable, yeah. And I want to say, on another level besides just taste, again, with the unrealistic beauty standards for crackers, I think that the even thinner ones, I don't know, they just leave a bad taste in my mouth. Not a literal bad taste in my mouth, a figurative one. I thought they tasted just fine.
So many almost puns you're making, Kelly, and then you just walk back from them.
Yeah.
What's happened to you?
Because they taste fine.
They leave a good taste
in your
mouth.
Yeah, they leave a good taste in my mouth. I don't want, like, young crackers to, like, look at these even thinner wheat thins and be like, that's what I want to be like when I grow up.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. There needs to be a space for crackers of all colors.
And sizes.
We're not talking about white people. I just heard it as we were saying it.
Or are we? I don't know.
You be the judge.
You be the judge. Okay, cool. So Shubha and I have opposite final judgments. So our opinions cancel each other out, and we've arrived at nothing.
Yeah.
Except the maybe the thing that throws the balance is the beauty standards.
I think you're right.
Yeah, so stick with the regular, you guys. We didn't count how many crackers there are in the package. You might be getting more for your money.
Oh,
but calories-wise, you're probably getting about the same amount.
That's true. Yeah, you are.
So
you might even add in the end.
So yeah, this has been special Night Cheese and Crackers edition of Night Cheese.
Thank you for listening.
We don't have any sponsors for this episode.
No,
we didn't sponsor this episode. I wish they did.
No.
Maybe we can tweet at them. What was that?
You're so right. We should.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Now we have to eat this entire block of
juice. I'm really excited. Okay. Well, you can follow us on Twitter. Subscribe to us on iTunes and Stitcher. Thank you for listening and good night.
Cheese and crackers.
Mildred's in the Bahamas for the month. She probably sitting in her pajamas having lunch, swordfish. My reality is more fish. Banana clips for all you curious Georges. Woo! Old nigga slapping young niggas. Ha! Imagine that. Where you from, nigga? Crutches, crosses, caskets. Crutches, crosses, caskets. All I see is death by the masses. The only asterisk is the change of address. My infinity pool is long as magics. Yeah, I let Zillow change my pillows. The home is so inviting, the Porsche is the armadillo. The silhouette, the pop, 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 the chop, chop, chop. The throwaway text got Tourette's.